This is Earth Notes. When seeking a terrestrial equivalent to the Red Planet, the Mars Society chose the Red Rock Country of Utah and a site halfway between Capitol Reef and Canyonlands National Parks. In 2001, the Colorado-based nonprofit established their Mars Desert Research Station just outside the tiny town of Hanksville, Utah. Surrounded by isolated Mars-like terrain, they built a research facility which includes an 8-meter diameter cylindrical structure called the HAB, comprising an exterior airlock, bathroom facilities, and an area to prepare for simulated extravehicular activities using a small fleet of electric ATVs. A rear airlock leads to 5 other structures. On the HAB's upper deck is a common work and living area, fully operational kitchen and bunks, all tight spaces. Over the last 2 decades, around 220 crews and over 1,200 participants have carried out a series of 2-week simulated Mars missions during field sessions lasting from October through May. Other than the blue sky and occasional jets flying overhead, it's easy to forget you're on Earth once a simulation begins. The 6-to-8-person crew has a day for training, then the doors are closed, signaling their arrival on Mars. After that, the crew only go outside wearing simulated spacesuits, not quite full NASA models, but designed to feel like the real thing, with inbuilt communications. Team members carry out research on everything from emergency medical procedures to collecting geological samples. Gaining valuable insights on living an isolated lifestyle and working in cramped quarters may help prepare future off-world explorers for a life far from home. This Earth Note was written by Diane Hope and produced by KNAU and the Sustainable Communities Program at Northern Arizona University. I'm Jillian Ferris.